Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The next generation of robotic milking machines has arrived. Let's go in-depth with Chad Heiser with Laylee. So, Chad, could you remind our listeners what Laylee does?
Yeah, sure. Laylee here in Pella and Laylee here in North America is the market leader in robotic milking and dairy automation products, and we enjoy a strong position in the market and certainly are excited about what the future holds for us.
And your technology lets cows milk themselves, monitor feeding, all their health.
Exactly. So if you look at the technology that we have in the marketplace today, we have robotic milking systems, robotic and automated feeding systems, pretty much any process with inside a dairy operation, we probably have some type of technology that can be applied to it. It might be a cow health monitoring systems, anything that we can help the dairy producer automate in terms of reducing the labor requirement, help them manage input and different costs within their dairy reproduction. That's really the lane of the road that we tend to play in.
Well, and it's all designed, and I guess I'll just use this, it's designed to make happy cows, right?
I'd say it's probably a two-prong approach. It's to make happy cows and make happy dairy producers. And we really focus a lot on both the cow and the dairy producer. If we think about new innovations or how we come to market with our products and services, we're looking to really improve the animal well-being side of it in terms of letting the dairy cow do what she's intended to do. And likewise, look at what the future dairy farm may need to be managing going forward and what the challenges each of our producers on a daily basis face. And if we can provide solutions for that, we feel like we've got a winning recipe.
Well, and you are rolling out a new model.
Yeah, so exciting news for us. Last week in the Netherlands, myself and some of our team joined about 600 of our colleagues from around the world to attend a pretty significant product launch. We introduced the fifth generation of robotic milking system. And for us, that's a pretty significant milestone. In the last 25 years since we invented the technology, there's only been about five versions of the robotic milking system. And we don't do this every day, and we're certainly not an organization that launches a new significant product of that magnitude every year. So it's been about 7 years since we launched what was referred to as the A4 version. So last week, we were able to share with our Laylee Center distribution network and our colleagues around the world and introduce the new A4 Astronaut, along with some additional other barn products that we brought to the marketplace as well. So an exciting time, a nice milestone, as we head into our 70th year of business here at Laylee North America and Laylee around the world. It's neat to see that historical perspective be applied, and as we get a sneak peek into what the future of dairy farming is going to look like.
I'm guessing it's probably not a big game changer. I mean, with respect to a big advance in technology, I suspect it's more about bells and whistles, right?
It's interesting because, if you look at the product that we launched last week, just from the outside looking in, it looks fairly similar to the previous model. So in some ways, maybe an impression might be that it's some slight changes and tweaks here. And as we said to our group last week, one of the things we really have to do is we have to get under the hood of it and really look at the technology that's inside the robot today. And we made some pretty significant changes in terms of how the software systems work, in terms of the functionality. And really what this product is intended to target is what we would call the larger portion of the customer base that's now coming into the consideration set of whether robotic milking and robotic feeding and some of these types of things are applicable for their dairy today. So a lot of what this new product brings to the table is a lowered cost of ownership over the lifetime of the product, a much more reliable, robust system in terms of product uptime. One of the things that we do face, because the product runs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, any hour or any minute that product is not operating, especially if it's an unplanned repair, is costing that dairy producer money because it's not putting milk in the tank. So that's one of the foundational things that we do look at is we're constantly striving to improve the reliability of the product, such that that we can almost move to that guaranteed 100% uptime. You know, we're not there yet, but that's a goal that we have. Is we believe that, you know, our customer expects this product to run, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And other than for preventative maintenance, you know, consider it an oil change for your car, as that analogy, that the product's running, you know, seamlessly and it has that uptime. So the new product really starts to strive towards some of those goals. And we know that's what those customers that are now in the consideration set are expecting from this type of technology.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Chad Heiser with Lele. Let's say that I already have a machine. Mm-hmm. Is it something I need to get a new one? How's that work? Yeah, of course I need a new one.
You know, you always need the new one, right? No, it's an interesting question because one of the things we often have discussions with both end customers as well as our distribution dealer network is, you know, what is the life cycle of the product? You know, and for your listeners, I can maybe make an analogy. You know, a lot of us as consumers, you know, we buy a car, and some customers or consumers, you know, replace that car every 2 or 3 years, and they do it for a variety of reasons. Maybe it's because they want to keep the car in warranty, or that's just their buying cycle. And other customers buy the product and have an expectation that they're going to keep it for 5, 6, 8, 10 years, maybe even longer. That same idea or that same consideration happens with this product. The one thing that does give us a moment to kind of think about it differently is this piece of equipment is really more like a piece of technology. And not that it's being changed as fast as maybe a cell phone that all of us are familiar with using, but the technology is advancing so rapidly in terms of how we control via software and control systems, the sensor technology that's now available that monitors animal health, milk quality, machine performance, that cycle of buying and remarketing is probably happening now in that 5 to 7 year range. So as we bring out a new product, certainly we're going to have some previous customers that will probably trade in their existing equipment and upgrade to the new A5. And likewise, we're also excited that we do feel that there's going to be a whole new group of customers that we've been talking with, that this new product is going to have a higher level of appeal to maybe than what they've seen with our previous model. So it really is going to be an interesting next several months as the product comes to the market, the first units go into installation and start running, and we start to see how the market and the customers react to this new product.
Do you know where the first one's going to be sort of?
So after the product launch last week, you know, we've actually been in validation of this product here in North America for about 18 months. So there's been a handful of us that have been aware of the product. We actually have some farms already running the product today. We have an exciting event next week up in Ontario, Canada, that we're going to bring about 200 of our Lely Center staff from around North America together, and we're going to be on those farms, so they'll get a chance to see the product running firsthand. And then, you know, for us here in Pella, being the North American operations and manufacturing site, we'll start building this product in the middle of July. Okay. So we're in the final production runs of the current model. We'll be moving those through the production facility, and then we'll be shifting our efforts and our focus over to start building this new product. With the anticipation, we'll start shipping that new product out of Pella here around the 1st of August.
And so you're going to put the last existing model in a museum or something?
You know, there was some discussion last week. You know, what's exciting is the previous model has been by far and away our most successful model. There's about 18,000 of that A4 model running around the world. So if you look over the life cycle, certainly the A4 by all accounts is by far and away the most successful milking robot ever introduced by anybody in terms of quantity of sales. So there is some nostalgia that comes with that. You know, certainly in our historical life cycle and timeline, those are pretty significant milestones to make sure we document and account. And you know, the last one that comes off the line here in Pella, we're not exactly sure where that's going to go yet. I'm thinking we're having some discussions about some celebratory actions we might take with that particular farmer. But likewise, it's also exciting to look ahead into the future of what that new A5 is going to bring as well, not only from our customers, but certainly for us as an organization and operation here in North America and specifically here in Pella.
More in depth after this. continued my conversation with Chad Heiser with Lele.
It seems that perhaps sometime there's a point where you're so close to being the perfect machine, there doesn't need to be another model, right?
It's an interesting thought. You know, that's as we think about the type of company that we are in terms of innovation, and if you look over our last 70 years, you know, certainly there's been some products that have gone through that product life cycle where we've matured them and we've moved through that customer life cycle curve, let's put it that way. You know, what's interesting about this piece of technology is our ability to bring new product to the market is probably only limited by how fast the innovations continue in terms of software development and sensors and control systems. And if you look across a lot of industries, even outside of our dairy industry, and you get into other types of ag equipment, or even outside of that into cars and trucks and some of the technology that's now coming into, frankly, all of our parts of our life, there's quite a bit of things in terms of future advancements that we fully believe that haven't even been dreamed of yet, but we can kind of see a picture or a vision clearing up over the next, let's say, 15 to 20 years that will lead us to really continue to look for those innovations that we can bring into more of a commercial application and find a market for, you know, around the world in terms of dairy farming.
So never ceasing to innovate.
Never ceasing to innovate. I think if we've learned anything in the last 70 years, and this was probably built from our two original founders and owners back in the late 40s, that innovation has been and will continue to be a very key component of our DNA as an organization. And, you know, the second generation owner and CEO, Alexander, who spoke last week at our event, cast a pretty clear vision of where he sees, at least in his mind, the industry going. He certainly has a clear vision of what role he wants our organization to play in that evolution as we move into the future of farming in general, and specifically dairy and livestock farming around the world. And that's exciting because it does cast some pretty clear points on the horizon that we get to work hard each day to reach and attain.
Well, now this announcement of a new generation of milking machines comes out in a time when we're hearing about declines in the dairy industry. It's been several tough years for the industry.
Yeah, you know, it has. And that's, you know, on one hand, for those of us that have been around the dairy industry and the dairy community for a number of years, we recognize it's a cyclical industry, so prices go up, prices go down. You know, that's pretty much the given all around the world. If you look at it from a macro global scale, you know, certainly the global dairy economy has weathered some pretty strong headwinds the last two or three years. There has been some nice recovery in other parts of the world, but likewise, our U.S. producers are facing lower milk prices right now. And at the same time, we also still do find some optimism in the market. It's certainly a trying time, and we reconcile and understand what our dairy producers are facing, because prices are under pressure, their cost of production is under pressure, you know. And at the same time, there are also some fundamental things that are really driving our business that, even regardless of price, you know, are still fundamental challenges that our dairy producers face, you know, both in good times and in bad. And if you look at what's driven our business, let's say in the last 10 years or more, labor is still a huge consideration set in terms of where that labor is going to come from, you know, in terms of how we milk cows, and that's where automation finds a nice opportunity. But there's also a lot of things happening around, you know, input feed costs, the cost of reproduction, all those other things that a dairy producer has to manage that truly do all add up to what it does cost to produce 100, you know, a pound of milk or 100 weight of milk. And that's for us where a lot of times our story comes in, because we feel strongly about the ability we have to positively affect each one of those cost factors. And as long as the dairyman has a long-term view of staying in the dairy industry, the pricing is going to go up, the pricing is going to go down. That's a given, and we really can't influence that much. That's free market economics, and that's okay. But we do feel strongly that as we sit at the table with our Lele Center dealers and their customers, that there's a strong story for investment in this type of technology. And again, if you look at our current results today, that is truly what is fundamentally driving the business of automation and robotic milking and automation in general in farms, because they're looking for ways to have more predictable costs, to have some fixed costs where they can manage that at a more, let's say, stable level. And that's really, if you talk to a producer, that's really what they're looking for. If they can have some stability, yes, everybody likes high prices, nobody wants to see low prices, but it's that risk of volatility that probably gives people a moment to pause. So if we can help manage that risk and that volatility a little bit, then that's really our role we can play.
So as we sat down, you told me you were real busy, lots of sales, everything is going very well despite this decline in the industry. And so what you're telling me, I guess, is that people are seeing the efficiencies and perhaps the lower costs that come with the addition of the milking machine.
Yeah, you know, so you know, there's always that age-old question of what's the right time to buy into a market. Do you buy when the prices are low? You know, do you buy when the prices are high? And oftentimes it is really an individual decision. But if I look at the producers that we're working with today and some of the projects, both small and extremely large, a lot of them have a very common underlying theme, and that theme is if they've got enough financial stability, and that's an individual consideration they have to look at, but if they have the financial stability when these prices are low, and again, they recognize the cyclical nature, the prices are going to come back up. That's free market supply demand that will drive that. They would argue and say that this is absolutely the opportunity time to be actually making these investments. And why do they say that? Because they look at it as, if I can afford to do the investments now and I can get my operation more efficient, when those prices do come back up, and they will, they stand to reap the benefit from a financial perspective sooner than somebody who's maybe waited on the sidelines, waiting for those prices to recover. Now, again, I don't want to discredit the fact that the prices, when they're low, that does put a lot of mental pressure and certainly financial stress on an operation like a dairy, and we recognize that. But a lot of the producers we work with today that are making the decision to go ahead and make the investment now have a long-term view, and they see the upside potential as a far greater opportunity than some of the downside, let's say, financial challenge that it may create in their operation today. And that's a financial decision they have to look at and make. But it is about efficiency, about cost of production. It's about taking risk out of their operation.
Thanks to Chad Heiser for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.